Blog Talk Radio.
NSA, I don't think.
No.
Okay. It's interesting you mentioned Purdue. We brought up the recent controversy of the Southern Poverty Law Center, Morris Dees, and the woman who's been running around doing a hit piece, she's got a PhD from Purdue.
Is that
right? Yeah, I'll send you her name. Her name is Heidi Beinrich. And she doesn't correct her errors, and, you know, it's typical left-wing arrogance. Jack, how do you choose the topics for the books that you write, and how many books have you written to date?
Well, I am right now, I'm finishing up what would be my 10th book with a, you know, major publisher under my own name. And I've also done...
Your own imprint?
No, not my own imprint. This book is at HarperCollins.
Oh, right.
Under my, you know, that I've written... Jack Cashel wrote these books.
Mm-hmm.
This is about a half dozen other books or so that I've collaborated with other people on, and usually kept my name off the cover.
Usually. Well, there are other people with ghostwriters, and we know who they are.
Yeah, right.
What was the hardest book, the topic you chose for a book, what was the hardest one to produce?
I would say the hardest one was probably, in terms of actual research, was my book on TWA Flight 800, because it's such a highly technical subject, and it's something you really have to do your homework for to jump into. You know, I mean, you can't afford to make mistakes when you have, you know, thousands of aviators reading your book and
right.
know much more about that.
And other people, too,
right.
mean, who may have been responsible.
That's right, people who... speak that language as their first language. You know, for me, it's not my first language. So
right.
that took a lot of work. I'd also say Popes and Bankers, that same
Oh, my fun book.
And there, the hard part wasn't the historical part. The hard part was the Wall Street collapse, because that's, again, you're dealing with in a world where people speak a language, and there's, you know, hundreds of thousands of people who know that language well, and if you're going to wade into that discussion, you have to be able to master the vocabulary.
Well, I must say, the books I've read of yours, and of course I'm a speed reader, you have a beautiful fluidity. and your choice of phraseology. So, and what I don't understand, even if they, and I know they don't like your topics like the San Francisco Chronicle, why it is that the book critics at the Chronicle, the Los Angeles Times, the Chicago Tribune, Boston Globe, Philadelphia, you know, the major papers around the country, why don't their book critics look at your books, and even if they don't like it, which I'm, you know, they, at least they would give you, a, you know, mention that this book's been published and this is what we disagree with or don't like.
Well, you know, I don't take that personally because the major media have simply stopped reviewing conservative books by conservative authors.
Mm-hmm.
And this happened to David Horowitz, this happened to Mark Levin. It's happened to people who sell a whole lot more books than I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, although what is curious is that, and this has been a recent development, because my first books were reviewed by the Kansas City Star.
Mm. Oh, yeah, Thomas White.
Right, and then they stopped reviewing.
Oh, William Allen White, I'm sorry.
Yeah, right.
Got the wrong White.
All white guys look alike.
And they age badly. Jack, you've been called by some critics who looked at your topics as the Stephen King of political writing. What do you say to that?
Well, you know, the scarier the topic, the faster people close to the sources of power run from it, because they may have too much to risk. So, for instance, if you are the editor of, say, the National Review, and you write a book on, let's say, the death of Ron Brown, and people presume that anyone who tackles this topic is some sort of nut job, you're not going to tackle the topic. So it goes uninvestigated. And here's how bad it was, Peter. Ron Brown, Commerce Secretary, died in a plane crash in Croatia in 1996 under mysterious circumstances. There were 34 other people on board. It was an Air Force plane. One of the people on board was a guy named Nash, who wrote for the
finished. Now, I am here to tell you this, that power is not a toy that we give to good children. It's a weapon, and the strong man takes it, and he uses it. And if you don't go down there and beat Joe Cantwell to the floor with this very dirty stick, then you've got no business in this big league. Because if you don't fight, this job is not for you. And it never will be.
Say, Ben, want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Hey, Tony, what are you going to do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's it about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, bet out.
Politics and poker, politics and poker, shuffle up and cards and find the joker. Neither game's for children, neither game is rough. Decisions, decisions.
or poker? Which is more important?
Paratrays.
Bet 'em.
Little trays, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your five.
I'll call.
I'll hold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fanyashinkovich, I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out, I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23. What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot, that's me!
Politics and poker, politics and poker, playing for a pot that's mediocre. Politics and poker, running neck and neck. If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can.